This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we dig further in Genesis, the book of beginnings, with Melchizedek. Abram's faith justifies. How shall I know? Affliction, then reward. And helping God's promises come true? Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Open my lips,
and my mouth may praise. For it is the Father, as to the Son, as to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come again in glory. Come again in glory. Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from St. Luke, chapter 4. And Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. And he unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And they all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What we have heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'" And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel at the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In what is undoubtedly a scheduling confusion at my desk, the preacher for today's service is actually listed for Thursday, the Reverend Peter Anibati Abia, who is the presiding bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in South Sudan and Sudan.
Jesus, the fulfillment of scriptures for you, let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
The word of the Lord for our meditation this morning is the gospel text we just heard a few minutes ago. It is the account of Jesus at the synagogue where he unrolled the scroll of the prophet Isaiah and read the following words. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and the recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." After that, he rolled up the scroll and said to the people, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." What does this mean? First, let us begin by asking, who is the speaker of these words? In the context of the Old Testament, the identity of the speaker is clear. These are words that the Messiah would speak. It is a messianic prophecy. The Hebrew term Messiah, or the Greek equivalent, the Christ, means the anointed one. Think back to when the prophet Samuel anointed young David. He literally poured oil over David's head to mark him as God's choice for a king. Then years later, another prophet, Nathan, came to King David and told him that one of his sons after him would become king. This son would have a greater kingdom. The blessing and the power of God would be upon him in a greater way, and he would have an everlasting kingdom full of end-time blessing for God's people. The term that became associated with the promised son of David, the great king and deliverer, was the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one. And so when Isaiah writes this prophecy several hundred years after David, it is clear that these are words the Messiah would speak. Jesus is the son of David, the great king with everlasting kingdom. When Jesus grew up and was baptized, what happened? The Holy Spirit descended on him and rested upon him, just as Isaiah prophesied. The Apostle Peter would later speak of how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And that brings us to the second question: to whom is the Christ sent? Our text tells us that he was sent to the poor, to the captives, to the blind, to those oppressed. But who are these? Does anybody here fit into these categories? I hope so. Whether you realize it or not, it is you and I. By nature, we are poor. We are captives and unable to free ourselves. Man is not able to set himself free from captivity to sin, the bondage of death. No matter how hard we try or how nice of a person we are blind. Without the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, you and I and all men are spiritually blind, not knowing who God is and how to reach him, always bumping into obstacles we ought to be able to avoid, running into one another and straying off the path that leads to life. We are those who are oppressed. Sin presses hard against us every day. The devil won't leave us alone. The world whispers its sweet nothings, its enticing messages into our ears. Our own sinful flesh rises up, and our selfish desires drown out the sound of God's voice. This is the battle we are in, my dear friends, and it won't end until we reach that promised land. So we need help. I know I do. I don't know about you, and maybe I do. Are you that sinner in need of help? Do you realize your need, the lack of righteousness within you? If so, there is good news for you. You are the people for whom Jesus came. He came precisely to rescue you. His word is here for you today. Yes. He has fulfilled scriptures for you. God's grace and favor come to you and are proclaimed to you in the person of Jesus Christ. He is the good news for the poor. In him you have riches laid up in heaven beyond what you can imagine. And no one can take that away from you. Jesus is liberty for the captives, the oppressed. He opens the prison doors and sets captives free. He delivers you from the operation of the devil, the world, and the flesh. Jesus Christ is the sight and healing for the blind. He shows you and me the way and says, "Follow me." He himself is the way and the truth and the life. He shines the light of life on your path and leads you to his Father in heaven. That is why he was sent. This is what he was anointed to do. This is why he says, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And indeed, it has been fulfilled for you. When Jesus read this passage in the synagogue, at first, the people were impressed. But when their unbelief raised, they couldn't believe that their hometown boy, Jesus, whom they knew since he was a kid, could be possibly the Christ. They didn't like the fact that he did not do a big miracle in their own town yet. And on top of that, he told them some examples of miracles in the Old Testament, which the recipients of the blessings were Gentiles and not Jews. The people didn't like to hear that because they thought they were entitled to special favors by virtue of their ancestry. So they rejected Jesus. It was in that rejection that Jesus fulfilled his mission as the Messiah. The fulfillment took him to the cross. There he died in shame to cover and atone for the sins of his people. By dying in our place, Christ, the Son of God, loosed the chains that bound us. The sacrifice of Christ liberates us from the bonds of sin and death and Satan. The prison doors are open, and the open tomb confirms it. Yes, today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, and it is for you. My dear friends, right here, right now, Jesus is speaking these words. He is proclaiming the good news in your ears right here in this congregation. Good news for the poor, liberty for the captives and the oppressed, sight for the blind, the permanent and the eternal year of the Lord's favor. All of these are yours in Christ Jesus. Today, this scripture is fulfilled for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Grant us so firmly to believe in your Son Jesus that our faith may never be found wanting. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord God Almighty, since you bless your servants with various and unusual gifts of the Holy Spirit, grant us the grace to use them always to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us safely to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.